Welcome to Tuesday, 10 minutes after 5 a.m. on your favorite morning program. We start off today by talking about George Zimmerman. There's a new development for George. Apparently, he had a little bit of a run-in with Popo yesterday. Here's the background story. He and his wife are now estranged. She has filed for divorce. Apparently, the reason is that at some point, since the acquittal, apparently, they have been not together. They were sequestered.
I think she made some comments during the trial. She was asked, is she going to stay with him? And she didn't know at that point.
Yeah, apparently, after the cause, apparently, is that George Zimmerman has been taking up with a former fiance. And apparently has been getting a little friendly with a former fiance. And understandably, the missus, not real happy about it.
Right.
And so they both show up at a house, I think the house of her parents or her parents. And she calls 911. The current wife, the estranged wife, calls 911, says that Zimmerman punched her father in the face and is threatening her.
With a gun.
With a gun, yeah. The cops show
up. Is it the same gun?
No, it's not the same gun. The gun that was used in the Trayvon Martin shooting is still being held by the Sanford police authorities in evidence. They haven't released it back to him yet.
So he got another gun somewhere.
Somebody gave him another gun. There was a big thing where somebody bought him another gun. It's his constitutional right. He was acquitted, so he's.
But it's not his constitutional right to threaten his estranged ex-wife.
Well, the apparent truth behind all this is that yes, there was an argument, and they were the aggressors. They were yelling and shoving him. He retreated to his truck. Waited for police to show up. They are making the claim that he was putting his hand on his gun, saying, "I dare you to come near me."
Saying that to the police?
No. That the estranged wife and father-in-law are making claims that Zimmerman was putting his hand on his gun, saying, "I dare you to come near me." The police show up. They investigate. They detain him while they investigate appropriately, and they let him go. There was no evidence of physical abuse to her father-in-law. Even if the wimpy kid punches you in the face, there's going to be a mark. And if there's a mark in Florida, you go to jail. That's the way they play it down there. If there's a mark, somebody goes to jail. They investigated. It appears to be no evidence that he was threatening them with a gun. As a matter of fact, now the estranged wife and father-in-law have refused to press charges. So it sure sounds to me that there is a very unhappy wife that may be trying to find any way she can to punish the ex or punish Zimmerman.
Wouldn't you stay away from someone like that in this situation?
Would I stay away from the wife?
Stay away. If your wife was estranged and you thought maybe she was a bit volatile, wouldn't you just stay away?
Yeah, I guess that there are some circumstances that you can't avoid stopping by. It's like, well, I had to get some, I don't know, hats or some bigger plaid shirts. He's a big boy, by the way. He has definitely put on some weight. Also in the news this morning is Vladimir Putin. Apparently has come to the rescue of the Syrian circumstance, and he's pulled Syrian President Assad aside and said, "Listen, here's how we can quiet this down. You give me the chemical weapons. I'm not saying for how long. Just give me the chemical weapons. We'll make it all look official with the rest of the world that I'm..."
Oh, first of all, he's not going to get the chemical weapons.
"I'm admonishing you. You're a very bad dictator. Shame on you. I'll hold him for a little while, and then when this blows over, I'll give him back to you.
No, that's not what's going to happen.
That's exactly what's happening.
We are not going to allow that to happen.
The chemical weapons,
if in fact this deal goes through, will go to international monitors, the UN or somebody like that. Putin's not getting the chemical weapons.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
It is interesting, though, that all of a sudden Vladimir Putin and Barack Obama meet for 20 minutes at the G20 summit, and now Putin comes up with a plan to avoid the military conflict.
Yeah, love how it's Putin that comes up with a problem and a resolution to the conflict.
He's the one that can
he's
the one that can tell Bashar Assad what to do because they're the ones giving Bashar Assad all the money and the weapons and everything else.
Yeah, and it shows again.
If the Americans attack, Russians will die and we have to... No, that's not what it shows at all.
Oh, it completely does.
In your mind.
It completely shows that Obama has no control over what's going on. That he is being dictated to and told what to do. Here, Obama, you sit at the kids' table when it comes to diplomacy and State Department issues.
Brother.
You sit over here at the kids' table, and why don't you watch and learn? Maybe take some notes.
That would be Bashar Assad, who is being told by his angry father, Vladimir Putin, what to do in this situation.
Well, at least Putin has the authority as a world leader.
As a person who is propping up the Assad regime with money and weapons.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for the Russians, Bashar Assad would have lost the civil war a long time ago.
This is true. I understand that. But it proves that Obama has no authority and no control and has no influence. No influence in what's happening at all. He is a bystander. And therefore, we as the
Americans. It was the threat of military force that got Putin to act.
Yeah. All right, I hear you.